Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, nā Tanahira Tokuingoa. This is your Wātea News. A Māori general practitioner says retiring Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern showed she had the interests of Māori at heart in her response to COVID. Matire Harwood, who works at a Papakura Marae, says lockdowns, border control and concerted efforts to reach vaccination targets helped prevent thousands of deaths, a disproportionate number of which would have been Māori and Pacific whānau from South Auckland. She looked beyond the health impacts to allow Māori and other providers to step up during the lockdowns, ensuring low-income whānau could get kai and other essential supplies. That response was resented in some parts of society.
Certainly I got lots of awful, nasty, racist, misogynist emails as a doctor who was also trying to, you know, support Māori whānau from white supremacists during that time, but not anywhere near the vitriolic messaging that she received.
Dr. Harwood says while COVID levels are still high, she doesn't expect any return to lockdowns and mandates. Gisborne Deputy Mayor Josh Furihinger says East Coast MP and Environment Minister Kitty Tapu Allen has been showing how her constituents are at breaking point after Cyclone Hale wreaked havoc across the region. Mr. Furihinger accompanied the minister and officials on a tour to assess the damage. He says devastating weather events have become all too common in Te Tai Rāwhiti and new tools are needed to respond.
We're getting to breaking point, right? We're getting to that point where actually there needs to be some kind of massive, centrally designed and coordinated initiative in order to create resiliency across our entire region when it comes to these things.
Josh Furihinger says the council wants an independent inquiry into the disaster and he's also backing a call by community group Mana Tai o Te Rāwhiti for changes to forestry methods to stop slash clogging waterways. Sky Sports commentator Ken Laban has called out former colleague Ian Smith for taking a swipe at the rise of female Māori and Pacific commentators on his way out the door. Announcing his departure from the channel after 23 years, the former New Zealand wicketkeeper said the channel has a purpose and direction towards Māori and Pacific input and, of course, female sport like never before, so it was mutual that we part ways. Mr. Laban says he's surprised and disappointed a commentator of Smith's standing would make such comments.
Now, broadcast group now reflects more what our community likes than it has previously. There were very interesting comments from somebody who's been deep inside Sky for a long time. That the fact that he would do it in the form of a press release to ensure that it got maximum exposure was interesting.
Sky's team now includes former All Blacks Mills Muliaina and Carl Tenana, as well as rising female match callers such as Honey Hirime Smiler and Kirsty Stanway of Ngāti Porou. And that's your Wātea News.